Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to And the Update Is. I'm your host, Paige MacDonald, and this is your weekly music industry update. 19-year-old Sadie Jean has signed with CAA for bookings. The UK-born artist management company Various Artist Management has increased its presence in the US with a new office in Los Angeles. Mike Alexander has been appointed to general manager of the Universal Music Group label, Island Records. Anita has signed with UTA for bookings. Warner Chappell Music has signed a worldwide, excluding Belgium, sub-publishing administration deal with the estate of iconic Belgian singer-songwriter, actor, and director Jacques Brel. Sony Music Publishing has launched a program called Songwriter Assistant, which will provide its global roster of songwriters and composers with access to free, confidential counseling services as well as wellness resources. Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and others have pulled their albums from Spotify this week in protest of the Spotify controversy surrounding COVID misinformation on the platform. Downtown Music Holdings-owned B2B distributor FUGA has inked a deal with independent music company Mascot Label Group. The Amazon-owned live streaming platform Twitch has struck a new agreement with independent label agency Merlin. Downtown Music Holdings has expanded its legal and business affairs team with two senior executive appointments. Sony Music Entertainment and Sony Pictures Entertainment have launched a new joint venture called Sony Entertainment Talent Ventures India, also known as SETVI, which is a new entertainment company focusing on creating ventures for media talent in India. According to Spotify's new financial results published, their global premium subscriber base grew to 180 million in quarter four of 2021. Primary Wave Music has acquired what it says is an additional stake in Def Leppard's music publishing catalog, as well as the band's master royalty income stream. Warner Music Group is ramping up its activity in the NFT world. Cobalt Music founder Willard Audritz has been named as an investor in a new $200 million fund established to back technology startups based in Africa. Ingrid Petri has joined AEG Global Partnerships as its vice president, AEG Global Portfolio Sales. Independent music company Acceleration Music has acquired the catalog of U.S. independent label Kill Rock Stars and has also formed a new partnership with founder Slim Moon to amplify the label's new release program. Brett Williams has joined AEG Presents as its senior vice president of global touring and talent. Reservoir has inked a global publishing deal with writer and producer Warren Oak Felder. Cobalt has promoted Emily Bynes to Vice President of Creative. Josh Remsberg has joined Warner Records as its Senior Vice President of Commercial Revenue. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's Silk Sonic has officially joined Epic Games' hit video game Fortnite in partnership with Fortnite and Atlantic Records. Steve Auberman has been promoted to Executive Vice President and Head of Music at Sea Tickets North America. Last summer, Sony Music Group shocked the music industry by announcing that they were disregarding unrecouped balances for thousands of heritage artists and songwriters who had been signed to the company in previous decades. On February 1st, one of Sony's biggest rivals, Warner Music Group, announced that they were doing the same. A big thank you to Haley Evans of Mega House for gathering today's news. Now tune into the And the Writer Is socials for some exciting upcoming announcements.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.